We need a gemara b'shachem. Yes, you'll have to look in because we use in this chabur in here, 11 to 12, we try to add something to the regular shiur. We use the egli towel. Remember the egli towel, easiest to remember as a machlokes between the egli towel and the rishash, even though everybody else signs in on this concept. The concept of a delayed isur melacha. So many of our melachos are a delayed isur melacha. And yesterday we had an interesting attempt to answer Tosfos Kasha on Rashi and Tosfos Kasha on Tosfos by analyzing that concept. Okay, let's review that. Sugi is Zoveya. Zoreya Shabbos Shvius Chodosh. We had a fourth one. Shvius Chodosh. But as a piece of Zoreya, or a consequence of the act of Zoreya, as it impacts on halacha. By Shvius, there's an isur zriya, and there's a halacha. If it is a nizra, that there is a kedusha shviyas applied to. By chodosh, you have chodosh takes care, is taken care of by the omer of everything that was in existence before the omer. What's called in existence, seeded or rooted. By Chodosh, if it was not rooted before, which would be about 3 weeks before Shavuos begins, then it's not covered by the Omer. You have to wait for the next Omer for next year. Shabbos, you have a Zriya, one the Av Malachos, and when you try to analyze what was the Isur, was it the act of Zriya, or was it the rooting of the seeds that you put in? Obviously, there's a gap. The gap of time, however, is not unusual in the Hilchos Shabbos. When you put up something to cook, when you put in something to bake, the Isur is to do that. The consequence of the Isur is when something happens. What happens? It reaches Yatzoledus by Bishul, by Afiya, it's Nikrimu Ponov, a crust forms. And there's a gap in between. That time gap is what? That time gap allows you to undo the act or not. That's the shayla. The issue, as the egli towel puts it, if you look on your dalet amar aleph, atil chozar v'loktan kodin shetzomchu, right? He's also chayev. Even one seed. What does it mean? You seeded it on Shabbos. Nothing happened overnight. Sunday morning, you changed your mind, or someone told you you did an Isur, right? And you quickly go and pick up every seed. So the Egel Tal says it makes no difference. The Chayiv. The Isur is the act of Zriya. Right? What if I put up something to cook? And before it reaches the boiling point, Yatzoledus, not boiling point, gasoline is 175 Fahrenheit. I take it off the fire, or someone knocks it over and never reaches it, also higher. How about putting something in the oven, and before Nikvul Ponov, you take it out, there we have Reda Gemara says you're potter. Okay, and that was the Rashash's Raya, and Tezvah Vama Aleph, that he brings down Yesh Lo Chedushi, Yotzel O Chedushi Rashash, right? The reason that he said, Shem Lokat Hazera Koidim Shekolat Potter, Limifoa, Umedama Lelo De Pas Menatada Koidim Sheteofa. Shash has a powerful ayah. So what you get right away from this thing, since the Talmud knew about Shash before, he printed the sefer, right? That's why he had to put it in. He didn't change his mind. So what do you know from here now? Every malacha has to be evaluated separately. There's no such principle that a Maisa Isu can't be undone, that a Maisa Isu doesn't depend upon the consequence or the resultants of it. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. The Rishash, the Egetan has no teretz on the Rishash. It only has Rayas that Rishash is wrong. What is right, Rishash is wrong, right? Yeah, the Befer Yerushalmi that he quotes. Sorry, I said that wrong. The Raya brings from Sefer Achinuch. This is the main Raya. Look at Zion. Right, yeah, from Yerushalmi is on Klayim. That is Zion. Ach, Risi b'Sefer Achinuch Parshat Eitzei. Right, Zor Achito Sol b'Chatzim Pelas Yad Loku Medaraisa Miyatcha Zor. The act of hashrosh, the act of zriya, is a maisa isur. Hashrosha is only for the consequence. In the case of klayim, what's the consequence? Pentukta shamaleo sezer hashetizra, the kerem becomes also banor. Until that point, the isur is there also. So you can't undo the isur. He's over. And the isur of Zriya's Klayim, the vineyard doesn't become also Banor until after Hashrosha. We'll go to Baruch Sochma in a minute. I want to review now. Yesterday, we touched upon this topic, upon this concept there. Remember what we had. The Gemara says, when looking at the Gemara again, right? The Gemara says that if he wants to show how many Yisurim you can accomplish with one project, right? So it says, and of Ein Dalet Amid Beis, right? Haiman the Obed Chavito Chayev Mishum Shevachatos. Remember, he makes a barrel. He can be over seven chatos on a barrel. Okay? And Rashi lists the Isurim. Take a quick look at Rashi again, to refresh your memory. Tochein Haragovim, he has to start off with clay. It's a clay barrel, so he has to go ahead and make a smooth slurry in order to start his process. And then he has to bake it. So, Tochein Haragovim, Shochkon Hodeik, grinds them finely, that's Tochein. Borer Hatzruvus, Hagasos, he picks out the lumps, right? That's Borer, right? Umakidim Benapo, he then sieves them. Umagavil Hatit, and he makes the dough, meaning the mud, the clay mud, right? That's Losh, that's Lisho. Memayach Hatit, right, he smooths it out as he fashions the he has to smooth over the form, right? Therefore, that's called mamarech, right? Then he lights the fire, mavasol bekivshon mitzalfo besocho harei mevashil, right? People, are you with us? Covered that yesterday. Clear. Comes Tosfos and asks the Kashanim, where did he got bona? He made a kli. So if you tell me machlokes beisilul beishamai, where there's yesh binyan bekalim, that's only for minor binyan bekalim. But binyan gomo, to make a whole kli, even beisilul's moda, that is called bone. So Tosfos has the kasha Rashi. Look again in Tosfos pirush Rashi. Mishum bone lo mechayev. Dein binyan bekelin, dein ire, the davki b'marzir mito menorah shel chulus. I mean, dein binyan bekelin. Abak shosel legami kol akli mechayim mishembone. Meaning, according to Hillel, where we paskin. What does it mean? I have a candelabra, and I go ahead and I put it together. It's made up of branches. I put it together. It says that's called ein binyan bekelin, because you didn't make anything anew. Right. There, Beisilul says, it's not an Isu Deraisa Binyan Bekalim. I told you, have a raya from a medlash, we pass it that way, that even according to Beisilul, if he should affix the branches so firmly that it's really stable, that's also be called Binyan Gomo. Right. But nevertheless, certainly to go ahead and melt the ore, right, and make a kli, certainly be said will be molded, that's a kli too. So why does Rashi say that what? That taking mud and making it into a kli, that's not bona. Leaves out the isur of bona. Okay, people get it clear in your mind. It's simple. It looks like a devastating kasha, right? And then Tosfos asks on himself. But we learned on the next our next Omer, our next daf, on Ein Hei Amid Beis, right? Haiman Tzorchian, the Lo Likshi Mi Menapeach Bekli Schuchis, the Sof Pirkot. On Ein Hei Amid Beis, it says a glass blower blows a glass kli, right? He's over on Makav Patish, but not on Bone. The Tzorchin, why not? That's the Kashad himself. If I hold that a Binyan Gomor is a Kli, then why buy the Gomor? So that's why yesterday we offered a tenets for that. And you see, relevant to the Egli Tal. Why is the Kli of a Kli Cheres? Why is it different than a loaf of bread? I put in this kli. It's not a kli. That was our tenets, right? A wet clay, glob, right, can't be called a clay, because clay is measured by utility. It can't be utilized for anything until it is glazed, right? That's how we defended Rashi. Therefore, Rashi leaves out Bona, because he didn't do anything Bona, right? But what about Al Shem Sofo? He didn't do anything about Zriya either until after Hashosha. Yet the act of Zriya, we said, that's Machayev him, even if Chosav Alokton, the way Eglital holds. Certainly, the time element is there. I did nothing now, but because of later, kind of mochir sofo al triloso. Why don't we apply that principle?
Why
by, as Rashash argues cogently, why by afil? I did nothing when I made when I bought ready-made dough from the supermarket. Leave me out, I just cut out all of the malachas, and I put that in the oven on Shabbos, right? Why is that called
afia,
right? That you're hired already. And then I can undo it. So it's not called afia.
Aren't you only chayv mita if it actually cooks in the oven?
That's a shayla. Why? But what we're introducing is what is the halachic consequence of the time lapse?
Right.
So we have a time lapse by Zriya, you have a time lapse by Afiyah, right? And now here, by the wet clay, why am I not chayev bona on the wet clay? So the answer is each malocha has to be evaluated separately from Chayas in the Gemara. You can't tell me a principle. Every act that I do now that results in a constructive act, a Meleches Machsheresh later, I'm Chayav already for the beginning. Depends which Malach are you talking about? By Afir, by Bishul, that's true. Nice Shaila will be, we'll soon see. What if I put something up to cook 4 minutes before Shkia Motzoi Shabbos? Did I do a Maise Afiyah or not? A Maise Bishul or not? It will never cook on Shabbos. By the time it gets cooked, it will be Sunday. So I did no Malach on Shabbos. But no. You put it on Shabbos 2 minutes before, then it is. That's what the Dibbus Moshe they had out that refers to that problem. But what we have here really is a fundamental principle that has to be analyzed in Melech Shabbos. When there is a gap of time between my Maise and my Melech Machshavos and my accomplishment, are you chayev for the Maise or not? So here you have Zriya. The Eglital says Vadai. It has nothing to do with the accomplishment of the Maisa. By Shviyas, he says it does. Right? Shviyas, you're not chayev for the act until it is Nishrash. How do we know that? Well, if I go ahead and I plant something a few days before Shemitah, even though I did the Maisa on the sixth year, it's called Zriya B'Shviyas, because the Hashrosha will be on Shviyas. So you measure it by the Hashrosha. You know, but Shviyas is different. Why is Shviyas different? Because it says, V'shofso ha'oretz Shabbos Hashem. So the Isir is making the earth work. When I seeded, I worked. Shabbos is an Isir on the Gavre. Therefore, for Shabbos, I measure what you did. For Shviyas, I measure what the earth did. Earth did nothing when you seeded the earth. The earth doesn't do anything until I make use of the earth through Hashrosha, right? Therefore, good. A nice clean difference between Shvigas and Shabbos. But in Shabbos itself, we have to see what we, which one we are talking about, which Issa Malacha we're talking about. Now, the tellus we wanted to give on Rashi was that it's not called Bone, but certainly Rashi says it's called Mevashil. I took a wet clay and I put it into a kiln to glaze it, even though the kiln did the Malacha all by itself. No one doubts, that's what you do. That's the Tzuras HaMalacha, right? I put in something which needs heat, and I'm hired for putting it in. Therefore, Mevashel, you call it, but Bona not. Why not do the same thing? If Mevashel occurs despite the time gap, yet you call you did the Mevashel, why don't you say, which is what you were arguing yesterday, basically, why don't you say that you did the Binyan, right? Even though the binyan finished, because it's not true. Binyan is a melacha of its own. You can't confuse binyan with bishul. What happens in the oven is not bone. Bone is something that has to happen with my hands.
Right.
Therefore, with my hands I did nothing. I made a clay of no utility. A wet clay dish is of no value to me. Right. Therefore, I can't call it bone. I lend up a something constructed, that's a new melacha comes in. Melechas Bishul comes in. Melechas Afiyah comes in. But not Melechas Bona. That's the teras I offered on Tosfos Kasha and Rashi.
So why isn't Rashi mentioned Bishul as one of the melachas then? So why isn't Rashi mentioned Bishul?
Sure, Bishul, yes.
So it is Bishul for Rashi?
Of course, Rashi mentions Bishul.
Not Bona,
he leaves out.
Right.
And Bishul he mentions, of course.
And why is there a chiluk between Bishul and Afiyah on the one hand
and
Bona on the other?
Okay, very simple. Each melacha has a definition. What is the melacha that you're talking about? Bone is a melacha that happened in Mishkan, right? And therefore, the melacha of Bone was not a melacha with a time gap built into it. They didn't make klicheres for the Mishkan. Klicheres was needed for the Avodas HaMishkan. But we made clear that Lamates Malochos are those that needed in the construction of the Mishkan, not in the bringing Kobonos, and bringing the Nesochim and so on. Right? Therefore, there's no case of Bone in which you have this time gap in a piece of wood, I knock a nail in, right? The Binyan is instantaneous. I'm a little bit perturbed by the fact that the Ekli Tal doesn't mention open Gemara Pesachim. He says, Kalayim, right?
Because again, Bona we're defining as...
I'm sorry?
Bona we're defining as the initial formation of something.
I'm sorry?
Bona we're defining as the initial formation of something.
Yeah. Bona is... taking something unformed and forming it, right, in a way that's constructive. What does that mean? I take a board, and from the board, I go ahead and I make a floor. So I put together two boards. That's what we call bone. Why? I took a board that's 3 inches wide. I now made a floor, a ledge that's 6 inches wide. I go ahead and I put a nail in the wall. I now have a wall with a nail on it. I can hang my hat on it. That's bone. Single nail in the wall is bone.
Can we say that the reason why Rashi points out that it's a kli cheres,
right,
is because the initial formation already happened.
If it were a wood keli, in the process of making the wood keli, I'm not content with the wood keli until I'm finished with it, right? But the fact is, the moment the kli has a base kibul, once it becomes a receptacle, it's now a functional kli in the chayef abonah.
The machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai is only on kelim.
Yes.
So on anything else, Kuli Alma agrees that any amount of bone is
fire? Yeah, no, right. No one argues on that one. Yeah. Okay. Look at this Gemara. It's out in the piece. A piece in the middle, so I'll have to fill in a little detail. Okay. The Gemara in Chavdal Amid Beis asks, how do you know that Bosa B'cholov is also B'achila? How do you know Bosa B'cholov is also B'anoa? Two questions. Why? By Bosa B'cholov, no mention of Achila Anoa. It says, Bosa B'ashol Gedini B'achlei B'imo. So, it's a B'shol, fine. Therefore, if I don't cook it, I have none in Iso. So if you cook it, you did the Iso, I eat it. No problem. It's the Iso, my Iso, Bishol, that's all the terrorists. But no, it says Lo Sabashov, the Maskani Mora, three times. So we have Achila, Anor, Bishol. Okay. That Gemara, this Gemara, Esam Chulin, the Gemara Yom Sochim, right, says I can bring a Raya from Olo. Yes. Olo, I didn't do any Maisi Isil. I planted a tree. Yet, the first 3 years, it's also Banoah. So, Bosa B'cholov, I did a Maisi Isil. It says, Lo Sabasov Gdi B'chlei Vimo. Certainly, it should be also Banoah. Okay? That's the most and of
Wait, so what about...
Right.
So isn't that Sfarad problematic? What about Klein?
Oh, so that's what I'm...
Klein, you're allowed to interspersed them, but you can't interspersed them, but you can eat them. So that kind of...
Well, Klein depends which Klein. But there, you're correct. So anyway, Gemara says basically this. Right. And he says... Take the top of the yomut. So you want to make a raya from Olo, right? So it says, Mala Olo. How can you make a raya from Olo? Olo is the reason that Olo is also Banoa. It's a powerful Isu. What's the power of the Isu? In other words, remember, when I want to make a Kal V'Chomer, I have to have something which is Kal and something which is Homo. You can spare one for me, too. Sorry.
It's okay.
I make a kal v'chomer, I have to have a kal and a chomer. If you suddenly told me that the chomer has a kule, or the kal has a humre, it's no longer kal v'chomer. Right? A kal v'chomer is a logical deduction. Once you break my logic, as you say, Olo is more chomer than Bosa B'cholov. I'm sorry, Olo is kal compared to Bosa B'cholov. Because Bosa B'cholov, I did an Iso in my Maisa. And by Olo, I didn't do an Iso. I planted a tree, and God wants me to plant trees. Nevertheless, the first 3 years, it's also Banoa. Therefore, Bosa B'cholov, I did a Maisa Iso, I shouldn't have cooked it. Certainly should be also Banoa. So what do I have? Olo is considered to be kal compared to Bosa B'cholov. Who said so? Mala Olo. Can I lo shasa kosher? Okay, what does that mean? Olo never was muto. That act never had a heter, meaning the act of planting is not to do with olo. Olo has to do with the act of fruiting. When it fruits, that's when olo starts. From the moment the smallest fruit, smallest bud grew, it's also ba'az olo. Therefore, Ola has a chumrah that Basar B'chol doesn't have. Basar B'chol, I can grind Basar B'chol together. That's my pshat, although Russians seem to say that, but that's one way you can learn pshat. Basar B'chol, I can grind it together. Nothing. To eat it, it's also with Rabbanan only. Without Bishul, there's no Basar B'chol. No Sabash and Dibach Levi. By the way, just a side comment, Basar B'chol is it's a real problem in Bisman Hazeh. If you have a pet, you know, the pet food, almost all of them have meat and milk together. And if they cooked it, meat and milk together, then it's also banal for you. You can't use it for pet food. So you need suddenly mahadrin dog food. That's, yeah. Okay. Mal olo in lo hoyso shasa kosher. There never was a time of heter. Toma the boss of a holo shoyso shasa kosher. Okay. Therefore what? Therefore olo has a chumro. You said olo is kal compared to boss of a holo. No. Ola has a chumri, Basar B'chol doesn't have. Basar B'chol starts off as a heter, and then an isur comes in. Therefore, the idea that something that mibriyoso is also is a chumri. That's what Gemara accepts. Then the Gemara asks, no? Says chumri is b'pesach yochiach. You say that what? That starting off Isur, that never had a tzad heter, it is what? Osur mi brioso is a chumre? I don't think so. Chomes be Pesach, right? Also, up until 11 a.m. Erev Pesach morning, the chomes is buto b'achil, right? Midoraisim to. The Rabbana also 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock, right? Yeah. So what do you see? Chomeos, Shehoiso Shasa Kosher, be also Mano. So having no Shasa Kosher is not a Chumre. That is associated with Isra Ano. Because Chomer Pesach also had a Sarov Heter. Yet ends up Osra Noah. Therefore, you can't tell me that the Osra Noah is tied in with the Chumre of Chumre Mibrioso that had a Lo Shasa Kosher. You people following? So then the Gemara says, no. Kloya Kerem Yochichu. She'en Onish Korish. Right? I'm sorry. Malachom is a Pesach. Oh, well. Chomes Pesach has another chumra. Shekein onus koris. Tomer Basar B'cholov shein onus koris. If you're going to use Basar B'cholov and compare it, if you want to learn the halachas Basar B'cholov from Ola as modified by Chomes Pesach, meaning Chomes Pesach proving that chumra that you call a chumra. Because it is chumra mibrioso, lo hoyo shasa kosher, is not a chumra, right? Because chomes bepesach doesn't have that chumra, it still has the isur hanor. So I say, but chomes bepesach has another chumra. So why is it also banor? Because of association with another chumra. What's the chumra? Onesh koris. Therefore, what am I saying? Basar B'cholov doesn't have onish kolis. Therefore, I can't say Basar B'cholov is also Banor. If a man is derived, it's Yisra Noah, from comparing it Ola or Chomes B'Pesach, it can't be compared to Ola, right? Because Ola no Hoylo Shasa Kosher. It has a Chumre. Can't be compared to Chomes B'Pesach, because it has a Chumre of onish kolis, right? So he said, well, how about I'll bring you another guy, another Kalvah Homer, right? Kroya Kerem Yuchichu. Kroya Kerem what is not onus koris, and it's still also banor. Now this teres would make sense only if I add one other comment, and it is not also mibrioso. Because if it's also mibrioso, then it has a chumra that chumras doesn't have. Once I find, remember, I can only make a kal v'chomer if it's absolute. This is kal and this is chomer. If it's a mixture of kal and chomer on each haloche, in some things it's chomer, some it's kal, you can make a kal v'chomer out of that. Okay? So now so he says, Kloya Kedem can prove to you that Kores is not the reason for Isur Anoa. Because Kloya Kedem is also Anoa without the Onish Kores. Therefore, Bosa v'cholov could also be also Anoa without Onish Kores. What I'm trying to do with this Gemara, and what the Gemara is trying to do, is creep into Kodesh Baruch Hu's mind and understand when the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us Isur HaNor. I'm trying to answer my original question, is Bosa B'chol also HaNor or not? So I'm trying to compare it on Mama Tzinu, as we find by one halacha, we have a right to assume consistency in Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. Therefore, Yisurim are treated likewise unless they're different. So I find differences, I don't know, are they now significant differences or not? So I already show you that lo hoyo lo shasa kosher, right, is not a factor. Ola has no shasa kosher indeed, right? But the fact is that Bosa B'chol has a shasa kosher. Therefore, I can't add the chumre of Yisra Anor to Bosa B'cholov based upon Olo. You with me? Then I say, well, Chomer Pesach also had a Shasa Kosher. So therefore, Shasa Kosher or no Shasa Kosher is irrelevant. I knock out Shasa Kosher as a factor. Because Pesach had a Shasa Kosher, it's still also about Noah. So you can't look upon Shasa Kosher, no shasa kosher as a chumre. If it were a chumre, it'd be chumre in everything. So it's not a chumre by Bosa B'cholo, but it's not a chumre by Chomes of Pesach, so it's not a chumre by Bosa B'cholo.
Is it possible, though, that Klaim over here isn't coming to make a direct kal v'chomer between Klaim and Bosa B'cholo?
Sure, it's not direct. It is, however, what I'm trying to do is put up a value on each on each subset of the halachos, right? I can't put a value on Ola directly. I don't have a pasuk for it, so I have to go ahead and derive it by comparison to others. By comparing to others, I got to put a value system. So I say, well, what is the value system that leads to Isur HaNor? Say, oh, Ola is no shas hakosha that led to Isur HaNor. Right? It's a nonsense. Chomes v'pesa knocks that out. I say, oh, Isur Kodesh does it. Nonsense. Kloya Kerem knocks that out. So therefore, it's not a factor. So, well, not a factor. It's not true. Kloya Kerem, if I could tell you that Kloya Kerem is also immediately lohoy lo shasa kosher, right? Then I will come to another conclusion. I'll say, in order to get Isur HaNor, I need either no Shasa Kosher or Isur Kores. And therefore, Bosa B'cholov doesn't have either Chumra, therefore it cannot be derived from those two halachas. That may be what you're heading for.
Yeah.
Now, so look, and we're up to. So jump down a few lines, the Livchoch. Why don't you say, Ma lekloya kerem ke lo heyo shasa kosher? Kloya kerem didn't have a shasa kosher. Well, is that true? I went ahead. Remember, we use the classic lashon in the Gemara. Chita sola b'chatzim b'mapelas yad. I took a handful of wheat, barley, and grape seeds, and I threw it on the ground. did I do an isur or not? If that's an also isur, then no shasa kosher. But what if the isur doesn't start until after hashrosha? Then it's like basar b'chol that's ground together, that's mixed up, but doesn't isur doesn't start until you cook it. Here, isur doesn't start until it roots. So what does Igmar say? That kloya kerem is what? Lo hoyso lo shasa kosher. What does that mean? That the isur is an isur zriya.
Right away.
I maybe petugdash hamaleos azera, the isur ano, meaning the consequence that the kerem comes also by ano, that indeed may occur only after ashrosha, like the chinuch said. But the chinuch didn't say that. The Gemara says that. What's the Gemara say? That kloya kerem lohoyis lo shasa kosher. Why not? Kloya kerem didn't take effect until it roots. So look at Rashi. Lohoyis lo shasa kosher. Zosomera, you see that? Zosomeras. I'm sorry, finish the Gemara. I'm sorry. Kloya kerem lohoyis lo shasa kosher. What does that mean? Omer Rabbanu Barabo, Zosomeres, Kloya Keret, Ikron Nesorin. Ho, Bohoiso, Lehen, Shasa Kosha, Kodem Hashosha. Look at Rashi. Shasa Kosha, Kosaka Daito, Shein Nesorin, Ella Gidulehem. Lohen, Lohoiso, Lohoiso, Shasa Kosha. Zosomeres, Milo Poroch, Ishmamino, Kroyakeret Ikro Nesar, Af Ikro Hazriya Atzma Nesro, Uzriya Hoysel, Shasa Kosher, Kol Yemer, Achen Isro. So what does the Gemara say? The Kroyakeret, he says, Hoysel, Shasa Kosher, what does it mean? Shasa Kosher means when the Isro, there's a Maise Isro, and no consequence till later. Hashrosha later. Says, since the Gemara didn't say that Mal Lekloya Keren, Shkein Lohoyso or Shasa Kosher, you prove from here that Kloya Keren had a Shasa Kosher. What does it mean Shasa Kosher? When my seeds were in my seed cabinet, that's Shasa Kosher. Shasa Kosher to me when what? When the Maisa Isu started, whatever, the Masa Isu started, and yet the consequence wasn't there yet. So there was a proof that when you go ahead and scatter the seeds of Chitah Sovah V'Chatzon, that's a Maisa Isur. But it didn't happen yet, meaning the Isur Anor doesn't happen until after Ashrosha, right? That's exactly like Basar V'Cholov. Basar V'Cholov, right? I went ahead, I mixed it together, right? And the Isur doesn't happen until Bishul. But by Klayim, you can't tell me that it's a shasa kosher when it's in the cabinet. So the shasa kosher has to mean when I started the maizah zriya of klayim, and still in all something didn't happen yet, right? It, because there was a shasa kosher, some safe period. Safe for what? It has to be safe from isur hanor. Therefore, Kloya Akedem and Basar V'Cholov match perfectly. In Basar V'Cholov, I go ahead, I have an Isur to cook Basar V'Cholov, right? But Basar V'Cholov isn't also until it gets cooked. So while it's mixed together before it gets cooked, the getting cooked and getting rooted will be analogous. The mixing together of the Basar V'Cholov will be analogous to the Maisa Zriya. So you have Kloya Akedem. And Basar V'Cholov are a perfect match. And Kloya Kerem is also by Noah. Therefore, Basar V'Cholov should also be also by Noah. Anyway, what do you see from here? That the Gemara already discusses whether Klayim is a Maisa Isur Zriya, or whether the whole Isur is only Hashrosha. Therefore, Omar Rabavu comes and says, no, I don't think you're right. I think Zosomeres, Kloya Kerem, Ikra Nesorin, while Hoyu Vahoysel on Shasa Kosha Koyde Hashrosha. Right? So Rashi says, but that doesn't refute what went on before. because the Shas HaKosher only refers to the Isser HaNor. Pentuk de HaShemrei is a Zera. Who says that Maise Zriya was not a Maise Isser? So you have a Maise Isser by the Zriya, right? And yet you have a gap of time, and then comes the Isser HaNor, just like Bosa B'chola. Perturbed, the Eglei Tal doesn't discuss this whole this Gemara, is mamish, what the Eglei Tal is talking about. He quotes a Chinuch, right? He quotes a Yerushalmi, but doesn't quote a Gemara.
I'm having trouble understanding one aspect of the comparison. We're saying that by Zriya, the Maisa Iser is scattering the seeds, even though there's a gap of time before
well,
the...
It's a little bit earlier. Remember, the Eglei Tal said, scattering the seed on Shabbos and picking it up on Sunday undoes the Isra.
Okay? Right.
So we know already that we have a problem to associate the original Maisa
right
with the consequence.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But by what we're using Basa B'chalav here, we're saying that Basa B'chalav Shahaisalo Shasa Kosher means that you just put them together and you mix them together without any cooking. But if
look better. That already is my addition. Look at Rashi.
But it seems that has to be. Look at the second line of Rashi.
I already defended Rashi what I told you mixed together. What does Rashi say? Toma v'basa b'cholov. Second line of Rashi. Toma v'basa b'cholov. Right? Sheyesh lo shasa kosher. Kodim shenitan b'cholov.
Meaning you have basa and you have cholov. But that doesn't make sense because then Kliam has that same shasa kosher.
So that's why I already modified Rashi by saying what? He mixed it together before Bishul. That's why it has it called shasa kosher. Isur Boso Bicholov, right, now has a time gap. So when I go ahead and I mix together and I put it on the fire until it hits the Atzol Edus, there's no Maisa Bichul. So the Isur Losa Bashel Gedi doesn't start yet. That's why it has a Shasa Kosher.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, Rashi, as we have it, doesn't make much sense. So that is set up with Rashi. You know, we always believe in defending Rashi on all accounts, especially. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Yivakesh Es Anirdof. Kodesh Baruch Hu always defends the underdog, and poor Rashi, right? As I told you, when he was alive, no one started up with it. When he dies and the lion is dead, suddenly the Balei Tosfos get very smart and they start attacking him. So we have a special commitment to defend Rashi at all costs. Okay, this one is hard to defend as the language is. Therefore, all I'm adding is kodem shenitan b'cholov, meaning before the meat and cholov got intimate through bishul. But not kodem shenitan b'cholov, you can't say that shasa kosher when the meat was in the milchi refrigerator and the milk was in the milchi refrigerator.
So are we talking about the Haisalo Shasa Kosher for Basa B'chalav is when they're sitting together on top of the flame, just not yet fully cooked?
Right.
Oh.
Because, I said it several times, Bishul requires Yatzoletis. Yatzoletis requires a passage of time. Okay. And just as an aside, look carefully at the bottles of wine there, where it says Mevushal. So many of the bottles put out Mevushal, right, and give you the temperature, 175 Fahrenheit. That is so that you shouldn't drink that wine, because the Satmah held that Bishul is, the wine is Male Resichos, bubbly, which is most likely 200 or so. Water is 212, some wine because alcohol in the, a little bit earlier, right? 175 is my Shrel's tshuva, right? That Bishul for the sap, the Isur of Sam Yenom is enough for Yatzoledes. So they put it on the bottles to let you know that this is a cooler wine. It's not really your the cap that I got to show you, but I have a chumra that you can get, right? you're looking for chumras, you shouldn't drink that wine. Right? Because it's just yasuledes, it's not male avuvos or male resichos. It's not too, over 200. Okay? All right. Now, we'll be able to continue this in the Gemara we're going to learn on Ein Hayyim Adin. What do we have there? We'll introduce a maisa with a chalozon. Right? How you get the blood out of the chalozon. Right? And there you also have a time gap. I start the so-called bleeding process, and Isil is to kill the animal on Shabbos. This ties in with this sugi as well, but we have yet more to do on the sugi. Right now, what do we have here? We have the Eglital, right, who makes a fundamental distinction between a Maisa with a Totsor that occurs later. The Maisa Isu by Zri, he says, is disregarding the Totsor of later. Maisa Zriya, that's for Shabbos. Maisa Zriya by Shvius is only when the Totsor is judged only by the Totsor, even though it says Kamachol, it says Kamachol or Siftsor, etc. There by Isa Shvius, the Isu is in Israel, in Nizra Bishishis Koidim Hashkosha, it's called Shvius. If Hashkosha was Bishvius, right? There by Shvius, but by Zriya on Shabbos, by Chodosh, likewise, Chodosh is measured by the Zriya, not by the Maisa Zriya. Only Shabbos is measured by the Maisa Zriya. So that even though Chozav Alokton Koidin Shet Somchu, he'll be over on the Yisur D'Raisa and Chayev Achatos for this reading.
He'll be Chayev on?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat, please? Yeah. Even though Chozav Alokton,
he's Chayev Achatos. Even though nothing happened, quote. What happened is the Maisa Zriya happened. And it cannot be compared to Afir, he says, even though we have the Gemara that says that Rodas HaPas, if he's Rodas HaPas, Kodim Shem Mikvah Ponov, right, it undoes the Maisa Afir, which he did by putting in the oven. That's by Afir. Zriya has its own halachas.
So what is he Chayav if he leaves them? Chazav Elaktan, Adayin Chayav.
No different. Takes it along, leaves it, it's the same thing. That doesn't add to anything more. By Klayim, it's a big difference, right? Why? The Maisa Zriya will go ahead and put an Isur on him by Klayim, he holds. Like the Chinuch and like the Al Gemara just learned in Pesachim. To do the Maisa Isur, I did a Maisa Isur. But the Isur HaNoah doesn't come Pentuk Dashem Leah until after Hash Rosha. That's why Hoysel Shas HaKosha, right? A Maisa Isur exists, right? And yet there's a gap of time, and the gap of time leaves an Isur in existence, even though there's another consequence from the Isur, namely the Isur HaNor that comes in after Hash Rosha. So actually, Klayim is actually closer to Bosor B'Cholov, right? Where the Isur comes later, but it isn't like Bosor B'Cholov because there's no Maisa Isur before. There's no Maisa Isur before it cooks. Right? There's no place we can find where it says that if I want to put together Bosor B'Cholov and bring it to 150 degree temperature and then spill it out or feed it to my dog, doesn't say it's also to do that. No Savashal Gedi Bachlevimo measured only by Bishul. Therefore, it's not exactly like Klayim, really. Klayim is the best example for hoysel or shas hakosher legabe de isur anor, right? But there was no shas hakosher if you hold that the maaseh zriyah was also. One more thing, which will you have in the Gemara Psochem, and this gimel quickly the Eidei Tal. Ein hefresh ben zora v'nota b'karka o b'otze nokov v'chdei shoresh koton. Okay, there's no difference whether you planted it in the ground or in a flower pot which has a hole in it sufficient for a small root to creep through. Okay. So now we have that's this Eidei Tal we're up to. But what if I go ahead and I take my flower pot, right, that's in my house on my table, so it doesn't have a hole in it, right? It has a hole in it, but it makes no difference because it's on a table. And I go ahead and I take that flower pot and I open my door to my deck, to my backyard, and I walk outside. That's a maaseh zriyah, isu deraisa. The moment I went ahead and I took the flower pot out, there's a hole on the bottom, I now made the connection to the ground, that's a maaseh zriyah. Chayev achatas for that. Okay, that's the next part of the Eidei Tal. Okay, and that's what we have also in the end of the Omer Mishofen. Okay? And here we have thrown in the Eidei Tal Tavya the same. The Kvod HaOdom should be Matar and Isu Daraisa. Why? Moses says, I can pick up a stone that has a moss growing on it in order to use it for personal cleanliness. In those days, they used stones for cleansing themselves. By lifting the stone off the ground, I separated the moss from its unique from the ground, right? And said, go to Odom, Amata Isu Daraisa. Okay, that's for tomorrow.
That's it. I'm going to have to be late today for sure. I think I'll go to advanced pastoral class.
You're doing? You're probably here to the power. I haven't used the thing for a long time, so I don't remember that. Okay. Okay. You go to class.
Maybe I can help.
Who's comfortable with
it? I've used them before.
Yes.
How
do you get back? Yeah, I want to go back.
Oh, you want to go to the menu?
Oh.
Okay, press that.
I want to go back to what? I want to start the process.
Okay, you want to go somewhere?
To go
address?
Go to an address?
Yeah. That's it? Okay. Pick a state.
Okay. Now, this moves it.
That should move it down. Oh, wait, here, press this
okay,
one.
Okay, I want New York. No, I'm up in New York.
Yeah,
okay.
Hi. You called? Is it?
No, good.
Okay.
Go back.
Ready to go back.
How do I get past Arkansas?
Okay, go press this arrow.
This
here? The arrow
we
here.
Have,
that
arrow we have,
yeah. Okay, now wait.
No, I want to go right.
Oh, hold on. Stay at the screen. Press the green arrow over there.
This one, you think?
This green arrow. Should take us down.
No, I didn't read the entire first chapter, and I'm gonna
press back again.
Why?
We really have to be very careful because the moment you press it, it'll send you to that state. So
how do you
press. Press the button gently, one at
wait,
a time.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
okay,
take it
I
down.
Want New York.
Pride.
You have to go back. Okay, start again. City area.
No,
oh, wait. Oh, yeah,
need,
sorry.
No,
yeah.
I need, I'm up. And they go back to that.
Yeah. All right, here we are. So just be careful not to press any of the
right. It's an arrow here.
That arrow. Press it again until we get to the end. One more time, I think. One more time. There.
Okay.
Nice press there.
All right.
Now, should be the address.
I want New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So we'll go back.
Yeah.
Now we have to start again. Several times. So we'll be right under. the GPS.
Hello.
Guys, don't worry about that. There you go, New Jersey. And now I have the press again. Up there is New Jersey. That's from New Jersey.
Okay.
Now,
now I want city area.
There
And fourth league.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
Hey. F. O. R.
T. Is there a gap that's
everything?
Gap.
Well, we can just press the down button. I'm sure it'll come up soon.
Yeah?
Press the arrows over there.
You think so?
And it should.
This.
There it is. There it is.
Okay. What is it? The city area? What street it is?
I think it's street address for the,
No. That's the street. So the street is Parker.
Parker? What is your number?
Yeah. P-A-R.
There it is, Parker Avenue.
Okay, Parker Avenue. Okay. And I need 1600.
Press
it. Okay, 1-6-0-0.
No matching
number.
No matching
number. Okay.
Should be there. So
yes.
1-6-0.
Oh wait, here, just press over there. So it looks like it's already there for you.
Just press here?
Yeah, press on 1600. And I think there it is.
1604. It should be close enough.
I guess it should be close enough, right?
I guess so.
It's in an apartment building, right?
Yeah.
So building, right? Apartment 14.
Yeah.
It's inside it. Rebbe's going to an apartment building, right?
Yeah.
Does it have a name? Maybe.
Does it building have a name?
Some buildings have names.
No, just where I have a park. Some is close enough. Okay, now how do I? I want my.
Want to save it?
Let's say.
So press save.
That's it. Okay.
Save as.
People save as favorite.
Guess so.
Okay. Now what?
If you press over here, it'll start giving directions.
Well, this will give the right direction.
Of where to go from. This will calculate the route.
From Cloverdale Lane. It's my home. Oh, I don't know. That's not good. What's this?
Okay, that's your home, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is going to tell you how to drive from there to get to Fort Lee.
How? Let's see if it's on there. Is it on the favorite?
There it is. There it is. There it is.
Okay.
It's safe.
That's it. I can shut it. It'll hold it.
I think it'll hold it. Yeah, it's safe.
Okay, here's your co-op. What's reset for,
Reset? I'm not sure.
I took the wrong lead.
I think when Rebbe starts driving, this should be the page.
Okay.
Really? A lot of action.
I can't imagine.
She's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, I told you that. She's
she'd be excellent. She's warm. She'd be excellent if I know where we're going. No, Lara would have
enough.
Bothering me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever you want.
Like you said, like, whatever. If you want to do about it, like,
No. You can keep here.
I guess I can move this.
I don't know. I just saw these windows over there. I kind of like that.
I
know,
like
here.
More your own space.
Yeah, that's a good thing. How is there, Chagim?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Where are you?
Philadelphia. Home for me.
Oh, okay.